I'm sorry about what happened with Fury. Messed up what happened to him.
Thank you.
Records.
Confirmed.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Folks, I'm telling you, there's a new standard. The bar has been raised. What an exceptional film. And it did really well in the box office too. On a $177 million budget, The Winter Soldier just crushed it at $714 million. Now keep in mind, that was 10 years ago, so that's really good. My fellow Canadians, do any of you remember GSP? He was a pretty famous UFC fighter. He was actually in this scene in the very beginning. And I believe he, if I remember correctly, he choreographed that fight between him and Captain America, which is a pretty solid fight scene. GSP kicks ass. I think I remember him being in Falcon the Winter Soldier as well. If you're listening, let me know in the comments if you remember him from that show. But there's been so many scenes throughout the MCU that have just been so meme-worthy. One of those scenes is the elevator scene in Winter Soldier. The meme would be someone, they show a picture of Captain America, and it'll be like you put an opinion to that picture. And the next picture would be like everybody killing you because your opinion's controversial. It was a very funny meme. But outside of the meme aspect of it, that's one of my favorite scenes ever. He just goes into the elevator. One guy comes in, then another guy comes in. Hey, Cap, how's it going? Then another guy comes in. Like soon the elevator is filled with like these jacked like spy types, right? Then all of a sudden like Captain America looks to his left. Oh, the guy's a little twitchy. He looks to his right, sees a bead of sweat going down the side of the guy's face. Then he doesn't even skip a beat. He just says, before we start, does anyone want to get out now? And then all of a sudden they all come at him and he just kicks their ass. Oh, it was so awesome. I love that scene. Just freaking so cool. At the heart of the spy thriller is obviously Samuel Jackson's Nick Fury. He fakes his own death because the Winter Soldier tries to kill him, and then he goes underground and all this shit's set in motion by him. That's why, okay, I don't want to talk too much about Secret Invasion, but I think I got swept up in how excited I was to see it that maybe I gave it more credit than it was due, but the ending alone could have changed the perception of the whole series. Because if you look at the Winter Soldier, this guy's a badass, brilliant spy. And in Secret Invasion, he kind of like was broken and beaten down. You would expect him to be, I don't know, almost faking it because he had this whole plan. Like in the Winter Soldier, they thought they killed him. He was like, oh, I'm done. He's dead. Boom. No, he comes back. He faked his death. He knew what was going on. That's the Nick Fury I expected to see in Secret Invasion. He just wasn't there. I even bought a Secret Invasion t-shirt. I was so excited for that show. Frick. Oh. I think my favorite aspect of this whole film was the spy thriller aspect. Not necessarily the superhero stuff. It was more just like Steve Rogers being on the run. Everyone saying he's this big bad guy. You find out that the whole time, Hydra infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. That's so crazy. And here's another thing. A lot of people haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but the way Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. covered this whole plot was incredible too, because one of the main characters in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ended up being Hydra. It was so good. So you have Steve on the run, then you have Sam Wilson introduced in this show, which was our movie. He was incredible. There's so many famous scenes in this film. It's so good. On your left, he comes back around. This is the very beginning. On your left. And that's just like Captain America talking to Sam Wilson because he's so fast. He keeps beating him in this run. And then at the end, in a poetic full circle moment, Sam Wilson says to him, hey, Cap, on your left. This is Endgame when all the circles, the magic circles that Doctor Strange does, they appear through the portals. The portal scene. So epic. That scene was born. The the magic of that portal scene was kind of, it started in this movie at the very beginning. And I was starting to really see him as, you know, as the future Captain America in this movie too. He's got a good heart. He's got a good character. He represents everything Cap should represent. I guess I just have a soft spot for Bucky, like a lot of people, you know. Maria Hill wasn't really in it much, but I always loved seeing her. Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow and Chris Evans's Captain America in this film, they were excellent. The chemistry the two had together was really well done. It's just got so much heart, you know? And it's so beautifully Captain America. You know what I mean? I guess the best way I can describe that to you is a speech he says at the very end when he finally, it's like the big final confrontation where S.H.I.E.L.D. is revealed to be Hydra. I'm going to read the whole speech out loud because this is what I believe best personifies who Captain America is and who he should be going forward with Sam Wilson and everything. So this is what, to paint the scene itself, he goes into the, I guess like a media room or whatever it is, and he broadcasts on all the comms in the building. So this is what he says. Attention all S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. This is Steve Rogers. You've heard a lot about me over the last few days. Some of you were even ordered to hunt me down. And I think it's time you know the truth. S.H.I.E.L.D. is not what we thought it was. It's been taken over by Hydra. Alexander Pierce is their leader. Strike and Insight crew are Hydra as well. I don't know how many more. I know they're in the building. They could be standing right next to you. I got chills when he said that. But it's this last part that I think really gets you and really, like I said, paints that picture. They almost have what they want, absolute control. They shot Nick Fury, and it won't end there. If you launch those helicarriers today, Hydra will be able to kill anyone that stands in their way unless we stop them. Oh, here it comes. And I know I'm asking a lot. The price of freedom is high. It always has been, and it's a price I'm willing to pay. And if I'm the only one, then so be it. But I'm willing to bet I'm not. Oh, that is just such a Captain America thing to say. Fudge, dude. In this MCU rewatch, I have never quoted something that long. So you know it really hit me if I'm doing that. I need a glass of water. I'm running out of breath right now. Like just all this talking. And he inspired people. You saw like everybody in S.H.I.E.L.D. just standing up to Hydra, even though they thought that they were going to get killed. That's what Captain America is. He embodies goodness and he captures the hearts of everyday people because he's so genuine and you can just tell that he cares. Do I even need to say it? Like, come on. This movie's number one. I love you, Avengers, but Captain America Winter Soldier has supplanted you as the number one movie in the MCU right now. And I have a feeling it's going to stay high. See you next week.